Daf Yudalid, the sugya of Tliya by Vedikis, basically just the red duch, the nekudas that most of the oilam had shver as they went through the sugya. The Mishnah says, if we get to, which maybe we won't, Kuftadi, just to see the Mechaber, the Shittas of Mechaber and the Ramah, the Iker, who they're going like in the Shitta. The Mishnah says, Nimtzal Sheloi Tamei Mechayav Mekarbon, Nimtzal Sheloi Isirim Tamei Mechayav Mekarbon. That whether Dam was in a case where a woman was Boidik Miyarach Atashmish, so if you found the Dam, she did the Bedika immediately, or even if the man did the Bedika, and even Lachar Zman, doesn't make a difference. If either one found Dam, then we know for sure that there was Dam there, Bishas, that she was Mishamish. V'chayav mekarbon, it's a vade l'chayav a karbon, ki ilu as if we know vadei b'shas ma'isa that she was an eden. Shrek the Gemara, v'neichesh domo dam achmei l'su. Why do we say that the dam came from her? Why don't we choshish that maybe the dam is dam achmei l'su? L'chor the shal of Gemara is tzarech b'yur tuva. Because, like we saw already, b'das, the Rambam, the way that we pass malach l'maisa, the shita's the Rambam is that Imlo Hirgisho, like we've mentioned many times, the Imlo Hirgisho, Ubotko, Matadam Lefnimin, I praise her, then the halacha is Tmeyo, Shecheskes Adam Shabab Argoshim, we know for sure that the Adam was Bob Argoshim. That means that when a woman does a Bedika, she's Tmeyo Vadai, it's Pasha to us that the Adam came from the Makar. If that's the case, in this way, if the Adam saw the Mishmar Sabayas, and Nunzer Sugi, and the Afir Chesim and Beis, in the Teres Abayas. Mishmar Sabayas goes the same way, Sidri Teres Madai from the Rajba, that he holds that there is a chiyuv, that there is your tmei midaraisa so when she finds dam on a bedika, because the chazaka is that the dam came from the makar, even if she said she didn't have argosha, we're going to say that she did have argosha. If that's the case, then the chiro, what's the tzad? If there's a chash daraisa here and she's tmei, we nem on when a woman does a bedika that she's tmei midaraisa, so what's the tzad bechlal that we should say that it's dam achilis? The chiro machilis we don't have in front of us. It's not a vadai. Meichatisi to get rid of the suffix daraisa with a chash that it's a machilis. And even if you want a taina that even though we don't see the machilis, lachur it's a vadai, it's a vadai mokum litlis because machilis and are so masui, no different that we taina by every case that a woman has a kefir. We say that she's allowed to be teila ad kigris and a machilis even though we don't know that there's a machilis here. She's allowed to be teila. Lachur that's only by a kefir. Which is a shayla of a derabanan. But meila, hey mom, hey mom. It's safik derabanan lakula. Did it come from her? It's only a safik. Did it come from the machayla? It's allowed to be taken lakula. But over here, we're handling a bedika, which is a chash daraisa. Even if you want to say that there is a vade mokum litlois, we don't know for sure that it came from the machayla. The chur should be no better than a safik daraisa, safik daraisa lakumra. What's the tzad bechlal to say that we should be mako? Venechish dilma da machayla. So what's the tzad to be choshish that it's machayla? L'chura, it's a suffix daraisa, it's pasha that we should go to Chumrah and say that the dam came from the Makar and not from the Machilis. So the truth is that Rashi and Tesis, like we saw, they learn in Echanami. The Shal of the Gemara is not benegia to the Tahar Isha Labailo. It's mashma that the pashtas is there's no tzad in the veld that we're going to be mitar with the Isha Labailo al Sakshash Machilis. The whole Shal is klapi karbon and klapi to be served truma, which there it's not enough to be almost. Almost is not good enough when it comes to the shayla of chulna azara. It has to be a vadai. Frek the Gemara, how do you know that it's a vadai, that there's no chash of chulna azara? L'chur, there's still the tzad, possibly, that it's from machilis. If it came from machilis, then it's, she's not tmeyo. She's not tmeyo. You can't be served truma. You can't be maybe chulna azara. In a chanami, when it comes to l'tame ish l'bayla, l'chur, there would be no tzad to be mekel. The only thing is, that's very good if you're rashi and tesis. If you look at the Rajba says, Kinira it's Mavur in the Rajba that he learns that the Shaila Gemara is even to be Matari Ish Labailo. Why? Because he says, how do we pass in Alach Lamaisa? Is Oysa Mokum Bodo Kweetza Machailis? Or is Oysa Mokum Doko Kweetza Machailis? Says the Rajba, how do we pass in Lamaisa? Kivin the Loy Ifsika Hilchasok Echad Mehani Lishni, since we don't know, the Gemara is not Machriya, how we pass him. Do we pass in Boduk or do we pass in Dokuk? Naktin in the Chumra, Vafila Nimsa Machilis with Tzufa, Tmeya Nido. We go like the more, what was the chilik between Boduk and Dokuk? Whether if you find the Machilis with Tzufa, Boduk she's Tmeya, Dokuk she's not. So there, how do we pass in Alachal Maiso? Since the Gemara doesn't pass in, we're going to go to Chumra. And we're going to say that it's Baduku, and even if you find the Machalas with Tzufa, it's partial that it didn't come from the Machalas, Machalas came afterwards. She's Tmeya Nida. Now, Tmeya Nida, you don't have to say means Ishul Baila. You could be Matcha that Tmeya Nida means it's a Tumah Vadois, like the Gemara says later on. But he brings this down also Allah Lamais in the Teres Habayis. If it's only in a Geat Karban and Tzufa Shtruma, so what's he bringing down the Psak of how he Paskin? There's no Saivisai, your Tummy Ish. The isha is tmeila bailo. There's no nafkamina halacha lemaisa. It has to be lechur. It's mevur, aside from the lashon, aside from the fact that he brings it down halacha lemaisa. It's mevur that the Rashba understood that the shayla of the Gemara was also kedei latara isha lebailo. The Gemara asked v'nechish dilma dama chelitzu. It's kedei latara isha lebailo, and the shayla is like we asked fakir lechur. What's the tzad in the velt to be tilling of a chelitz that we don't see in front of us at all? We have a shayla with a raisa. She did a bedika. The pasha says that we pass him when she finds dam. She's tmeya mi the raisa that the chazok is that the dam was bomb in her car. How could he be mitzad to say that it's a machilis to be mafkia from nafshash the raisa? And not only that, you could really ask in Rashi also. Even though Rashi and Tesis both learn that the shayla of the Gemara is not benegea letari ishul bailo, Rashi and Tesis both learn that the shayla of the Gemara is benegea to chiv karban and Vinegat to Sefer Shtruma, they all agree to the Mishnah that we saw on Daf Nun Chesam and Beis, right? We saw a few weeks ago, Mishnah says that if a woman does a Bedika, and Ein Shetachas Zakar V'Keses, the Mishnah says that Ein Shu Nosam Tachas Zakar V'Nimtza Lev Dam Ogotor, Tzvir B'Lez Bar Tzadik, and that's how we pass in Vinegat to La'alach Al-Maisa, that Ein Shetachas Zakar, that means a woman did a Bedika, and she stuck it underneath her pillow. She wakes up a little bit in the morning. She takes it out. There's dam there, up until a grist. All goes she's torn. L'chero, we didn't see the machoilis. We don't know for sure that it's there. It's at best it's a suffix. The shayla is klapi adarais over here. What's the tzad that we should be makel? L'chero, it's a vadai kimata Rashi l'chero. The holopachas, and even Rashi should be maskim in such a case that she should be tomei. So this is really the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Beis. The Shaila is, what's the pshat of the Gemara? Why in this case are we going to be Teir Lekula if there's a Tzad Daraisa? So if you look at the Gedir Le'achreinim, come on, all of them say the same Yisrael. The Shev Yankiv, the Chavistah, the Jitar, Pudeo. They all say a Vart, they say that what's the reason why when a woman does a Vedika she's Tmei Mi Daraisa? It's not because it's Pasha that she had Aragasha. It's because we have no place to be Teir of the Dam. So where did the Dam come from? The Dam had to come. She did a bedika. She checked it. She took it out of the package. She looked it up to the light like they told her to do. Clean as a whistle. She does a bedika and holds it once again up to the light. And she sees it's full of dam. In such a case, why is she tmeya vadai? In that case, she's tmeya because where else did this dam come from? We have no eitzah to say where the dam came from. L'chur, the dam, we have to say that the dam came from the makar. If the dam came from the makar, so then why did she have argosha? Answer is she did have argosha. But she was tasa. She thought that she didn't have argosha, but in Echanami she was tasa and she had argosha. So that which we nemon that she had argosha is because since we have no makom to be tailed of the dam, we have to say that it came from the makar. Once we say that it came from the makar, cheskas dam, that it's bob in the makar, is bob argosha, like the Rambam says. Mainly she had argosha. She said she didn't have argosha, she must have made a mistake. So we have to forfeit everything, we have to the fact that she didn't have argosha, no, must be that she thought she made a mistake and she had argosha, and she just thought she didn't have argosha. But that's all when you don't have a makom to be teiler. Kokama that you have a makom to be teiler, then why should I go ahead? She goes to the bodeket, she does a bedika, and she brings it to the Rav. The Rav says, it looks like, I don't know, you know, Zaina came over here. Past bedikas were clean? Yeah. Oh, it looks like it's a tiny little bit. It looks like it could be from a maka. Go to the bodeket. She goes to the bodeket. Sure enough, she says, I see an area that's very red, and I just went over it a little bit with my applicator, and sure enough, after 2 seconds, it started bleeding. So l'chor, you have a makom to be teiler. Now, do I know for sure b'shas ma'isa when she did the bedika 3 hours earlier that the dam on the bedika cloth came from this maka? I have no idea. But you're still allowed to be teiler. Why are you allowed to be teiler? Because once, say all the achrenim, once I have a makom litlois, so then it's a vadai. I have a vadai makom litlois. Then I answer up all the questions. I don't have to say where did the dam come from. It came from the makar. I shouldn't have argosha. She made a mistake. It didn't come from the makar. She didn't make any mistakes. Shitaka wasn't margish. And the meila, that's why I'm allowed to be teiler. I don't look at it as a suffix deraisa. It only turns into deraisa when I have no makom to be teiler. Then I have to say that it came from the makar. Once I say that, I have to say that it came from the makar. I have to go by argosha. But in a case where I have a makom to say, then I'd much rather say that it came. It makes more sense It's more mistaver to say that she didn't make any mistake, and she didn't have an hargasha. And where did the dam come from? It came from the makom tibi teila. It came from the makah. It came from the macholis. It came from wherever it is that you could be teila. That's all glatt in the Rashi and the Rambam. We had at the beginning of this month, we had the clear in the Gemara. What does it mean when the Gemara says that she, when a woman does a bedika, so lo ilam da hargasha ve'im hargashas edi. So we said that the Rambam, the Rashba, they learn that even if the woman says that she wasn't margish, we're going to be tayna l'chumra that she was margish. However, in Medayik and Rashi, the Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learns that if she says that she didn't have argasha, we're not going to be machmer. Only when she says that she did have argasha, sometimes we'll be mekel and say that shitaka didn't have argasha. In the case where it's ogol, in the case where, these cases, we're going to say that shitaka didn't have argasha. But we never find with Das Rashi that we're going to be machmer and say that she did have argasha. So kumta, it's all the cases in our Gemara. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that when a woman does a bedika and she finds dam liyadach or tashmish, chayiv b'karbon. What's it talking about according to Rashi? It can't be talking about that she says she didn't have argasha, because if she said she didn't have argasha, we're not going to go ahead and say that she did have argasha, and that the dam came out b'shas tashmish. Elamite has to be that she says that she had argasha. She had argasha. In the case where she says that she had argasha, we're going to go ahead and say that she didn't have argasha. We're going to be choishish that it's from a machirlis to be mafkiyah from that. What's the tzad l'chara? In a case, if the whole lumdus is like the other rishonim, that be'etzem, she says she didn't have argasha, we're going to say, no, it must be that it came from the makar because we have no other place to be toilet, and you really made a mistake. So we'd rather say that you didn't make a mistake and say that the dam came from machirlis. It makes a lot more sense. But according to Rashi, Udime, that's talking about that she says that she did have a hargasha, so then what's the tzad to be telling machirlis? I'm not saying it's machirlis and she didn't make a mistake. If I say she didn't make a mistake, then it's partial that it came from her. Okay, where's the tzad over here according to Rashi to be telling machirlis? So the truth is that if her Rashi, as you tell us, is very gishmak. Rashi learns the sugya. Not only that, the sugya teres medayik. Like Rashi, like Shitas Rashi on Nunzayin Amibayz, that if she says that she had argasha, we'll be Teil Lekula, but we won't Teil Lechumra. The Sidur Teres Medayik Dan and Taisis also Nunzayin Amibayz. Taisis Diver Masvel Emer. Kum Taisis that Rashi and Taisis, the Tamayim Azli, the pre-Deyah speaks as Alahedio, in the Turi Kesef, Sivkot and Chof, he says that the Rash Ben Rashi, the Tamayim Azli, in the Biyar Atsugya. Rashi learns that in Echanami, it's talking about that she said that she had argasha. Memel, there's no tzad to be mafkiyah and be choshish for machilis at all. Because just saying that it's machirlis is not going to say, it's not going to help out the fact and say that she didn't make a mistake, because we're still telling that she had argasha, right? Or we're going to have to say that fakert. We're going to be telling a machirlis to say that she made a mistake and she thought she didn't have argasha. No way. So what's the tzad of the Gemara of Nechesh Dimodah Machirlisu? Rashi that she tells us he had to learn, says the Prideo, that the Shal Gemara is not for Negel Latar Ish Lebailam. There's no tzad in the Velt we're going to be Latar Ish Lebailam. It's only for Negel Tar Karbon, even if she said that she had argasha. If there's a tzad to say that it came from somewhere else, we're already not going to be mechayev a carbon. Memela, right? We find some cases that she makes a mistake according to Rashi. She says that she had argasha, and if it's ogul takzakar, we're going to say that she made a mistake and she takedin of argasha. Klapi carbon to say to bring a carbon blazara lachor, we're not going to go ahead and say that it's a vadai that she had dam, kokama that there's a possibility to be telem achilas. That's why Tosfos Lishitasei also learns the same way. The Rashba Lishitasei, or not that way. The Rashba Lishitasei, he understood that it makes a lot more sense to say that you were telem achilas than to say that she made a mistake and she really did have argasha. Mainly the Rashba says, be telem achilas, and Shitake didn't have argasha, she'll be Torah Labayla. The Shitasei learns that the Shalig Mar is the Torah Labayla. Come taste that. Rashi and Tesis and the Rashba, and you could say that in the Rambam also, the Tamayim Azli, how they learned the Gemara, is the Shaila Gemara of Nechesh Dam Achirlis that she should be Toher Labailo. Why would I have such a tzad that she's Toher Labailo? Because it makes a lot more sense to say that it came from Achirlis than to say that it really came from her and she was Tosa and she had Argosha. Maybe they say that she was Tosa. It makes a lot more sense to say that it came from Achirlis. But Mila, it came from Achirlis. Everything is Hakalam Akemi Yom Bishalim. She's Taka Toher Labailo even. Rashi and the Taisis, they learn no. There's no tzad. She says she had argasha. We're going to go ahead and be choishish when she took a clean bedika and checked it right afterwards that maybe that there was a machirlis there and she's tar labayla and she's taka didn't have argasha. What's the tzad? No way. Maybe the Rashi and Taisis, the Tamayim Azli, they learn that the Shalom Gemara is benegia to Tyrus, benegia to Sreifas Tyrus, benegia to Chul Nazaro, and Mamela, they learned that Imichanam Itzpashas that Latari Ish Latami that Lebayla Klapi Bayla Zicher she's Tami. L'chura this gang is the way that we can understand the Hemshach Gemara also. The Gemara asks the Shaila. Talks to be a Reicha Mahu. Bodko be'ed.
According to the
record,
what she said, she had
her gasha,
or
Taylor
that she's right, or she didn't say she had
her gasha, or Taylor
she had her
gasha. Well, her, we told her that she had
her gasha.
Every time that
she's.
What?
Why, what's the
time
on that?
We're only going to tell her that she had her gasha because we have no place to be Taylor. Once we have a place to be Taylor, it makes a lot more sense to say that it was machilas than to say that she really had her gasha, though she said she didn't have her gasha. And for the Gemara, Nechonami, the Maskanos of Gemara, this is Oisim Baduk Reitz Machilas, and it's not a time Bechlal. It's not a tzad b'chlal, and Mamelo, she's going to be tummy, even the bailo, or she's going to be chayav the korban. There's no tzad whatsoever, she's going to be tummy. It's only if you have a makam safik. Here, there's no makam safik. L'chur, that's the pshat, and the hemshach l'gemara also. Itmar, bodku be'ed ha'bodek, lo'av etof to be reicho, ulumachar matzah le'adam, amarav t'mei nido. She's tummy nido. And Rav Shimon bar Achiya says, ho'cheshesh hamat lo'an ay, you said that it's only a safik, it's not a vadai. And for some reason, Rav is not mitaritz. Rav doesn't answer back to Taina. The Ritva says because the Rav was chayzer. Rav knew he was chayzer. Really, didn't say that he didn't answer back because in the chanami lechatzchili said chayshes, but he was chayzer. Takas not that way. It's manami shmol omer shmol tmei nido v'chemerim b'midrashot tmei nido that she's tamei nido. The shaila is, what's the havamina gemara b'chlal? In this case, bodka be'ira bodiklo, v'tok tzvi reicho. What's the tzad to say that she should be tahiro? Because one we tell them l'chiro, she should be tahiro. Tahiro means, at least according to the Rajba, it means tahiro in gansen. What's the tzad over here to say that she's tahiro? She took be'ira bodiklo, she did a b'diko, v'tok tzvi reicho. So we want to say that she's tahiro. What's the tzad to be tahiro that she's tahiro? Where is your mokim to be tahiro the dam from that you're going to be mafkir from the shash daraisa? So Bishlam on the feed the Rajbo, and that's the way Tosfos learns. The Rajbo that the shaila of the Gemara is benigeh to more than a gris. It's not benigeh to less than a gris. I'm sorry. Let's work the other way around. The feed the Rambam and the Ra'ah. So they learn that the Maskanas of Gemara you can't even materialize to gris. So you can say that the shaila of the Gemara was maybe we should be able to be toile that it came from Achilas. Maybe we should also have it came from Achilles, even though we don't know for sure there's Achilles there. Once it talks to be Recha, it's already out of the box. It's not in the Kufsa, it's already out of the box. The Mamil, there's a tzad to be Tehle that it came from Achilles. But if you learn like the Rajba, and you learn like the Rambam, that they say Lehedya, that the Shaila of the Gemara, even the Maskanas of Gemara, you're allowed to be Tehle out of Achilles. That means the Shaila of the Gemara was, tzad to be Recha was, but again, to more than a grid. Because the Maskanas HaGemara that we say Tmei Mishum Nida, you're still allowed to be Teilo Ad Kigris. So they learn it's Machlagis in the Rishonim. When it says at the end of the day, Tof to be a Recho. Bod Kebe Eda Bod Glava Tof to be a Recho. The Gemara says Mahu. The Gemara comes out Tmei Nida. From what size Dam do we say she's Tmei Nida Vadai? Says the Rajba, says Tosfos, we saw in Tosfos, says the Rajba, like Tosfos, only from a Gris and on. Pox Mich a Gris, you're allowed to be Teilo Machelis, says the Rajba. He says dafka fits ogul, like the case of Meir Chilas Tachas Akar. But the other Rishonim, the Ra'ah, the Rambam, they learn no, that even Pachs Michigris you're not allowed to be Teilah. So what was the Shaila of the Gemara? Talks to be Recha Mahu. How much dam did you find? So Lefi the Rishonim that say Lamaskana, your tummy even less than a gris. You can say the Shaila of the Gemara was, you should be Torah at least up until a gris, you can be Teilah to Machilas. That I can understand, you have such a tzad to be Teilah. But according to the Rajba and Tosfos, that they learn the Maskanas, the Gemara Yutaka are Tahar. And when the Gemara says Tamei, it's referring to more than a gris. That means that the Shaila of the Gemara was Benigeh to more than a gris. Tafsa b'yareicha, she did a bedika, she took it out of the package. Badat, adah, charad. Right? She took out the package of the Badat, Eda, Charedis, bedika cloth. It's clean as a whistle. She does a bedika, and then she slaps it on her thigh. And you want to say that there's two grits in there, and you want to say that we could be tailored, that she shouldn't be tummy? Where's your tzad in the velt? If it's a machirlis, I can understand. But if it's according to the Rajba, the shadows is even more than a grits. Where's your tzad b'chlal to be mekel in such a case? And not only that, the maskanas HaGemara, Rav Shimi Bar Achiya understood that taka, she's chayshesh etmar, that taka's not tummy. Taka, it's not a vaday. L'chor, where's the makom to say that it's not a vaday? So the truth is that the hemshach of the Gemara, we really see that way. The Gemara says the bodka be'ed she'ena bodeklo, v'nichasa be'kufso. Then we have a machlekes between Rav Chiya and Rav. Rav Chiya and Rebbe. Rebbe says to me, I need a vaday. And Rav Chiya says, no, it's only a suffix. Tami mishum kesem. What does it mean, tami mishum kesem? Suffix. Not really kesem. A kesem, here, what's the shad? The Ritter speaks out. What does it mean, tami mishum kesem? It means suffix. There's no tzad that it's a kesem. It's either from the makar, or you have a, it's from the makar bahargasha. Not from the makar shalei bahargasha. Kesem means it came from the makar shalei bahargasha. Here it's either from the makar bahargasha, or you have a makar to be tailor. That's a suffix. It's a glatz of suffix. It does not really have a din of a kesem. Rav Chiya says, you're talking mishum kesem. There, and everybody holds, in this case, that you're allowed to be tailed up until it grits. The shaila is twofold. Vos epis, that in this case, everybody holds, you're allowed to be tailed up until it grits, and in the last case, you're not allowed to be tailed until it grits. And second of all, in this case, there's a machloikis, Rav Chiya and Rebbe, whether or not you're talking vade or safik. And in the last case, there was no machloikis. L'chur is the exact flip side, the ritva's ma'ur, it's the exact flip side of the last case. The last case, it's Tafsab Yerecha, that means she took it from a place which, she took a aid which was Baduk, totally clean, Baduk, she does a Bedika, there's three steps. She takes the first step, she takes the aid which is Baduk. Second step, she does a Bedika. Third step, she puts it on Yerecha, which is a Makom, which is not Baduk. The second case in the Gemara is the exact opposite, three steps. She takes, it's just backwards. She takes the aid which is not Baduk, well, then she does the bedika, step number two. Step number three, she puts it in place, which is baduk. So what's the difference, Frektiv or Ritva? If it's, so you start off baduk, do bedika, put it into place, which is ain't a baduk, yirecha. Or it's ain't a baduk, you do bedika, and stick it in place, which is baduk. The Chari is exact. The Chari says, bidiyuk afuk from the last shayla. And in the last shayla, everybody agrees that it's Rebbe Shumnida. And in this shayla, also there's a machlag, it's in Rebbe Nurkim. So the Chari Pashtis, that's Takub Shat in the Chesheshe Sitmar. This is mamish the exact same case. Chashash means that it's a suffix. That's why it's not so pashit. If you the pashtus is lefum riata, this case is the exact same case. It's the flip side of the last case. And if the last case there's machlekes, in this case there's also machlekes. That's where the tzad is of chashash. But Allah lemaisa b'taka paskin, not that way. So what's the tzad? What's epis that in everybody chayin mayim b'midrasha that she's tmei avada mishum nido? What's the pshat that in the first case everybody agrees she's tmei mishum nido, and the pashtus also more than a gris, even less than a gris according to many Rishonim. And in the second case, there's a machlekes, and not only that, there's everybody holds that she has up until a gris. So l'chura, it's mevur that the shaila is, what do you need to be mafkia from the chash daraisa? Let's say, bedas the Rambam and the Rajma, that we said before, and that they hold that every time you do bedika, your tameh, because we're telling that she had a hargasha, even though she says she didn't have a hargasha. So we said, if you have another makom to be telling, then we'd rather say that you didn't make a mistake and have a hargasha, and the dam came from somewhere else, than to say that the dam came from makar and you made a mistake. Memela, how much of a tzad tliya do you need to be mafkia? How much of a tzad tliya do you need to say it makes more sense that at least there's a tzad to say that it came from somewhere else, than to say it's a vada that you made a mistake, and for sure the dam came from the makar. But Melo, that's the, when it comes to Eichein Abadakla, there's more of a tzad to say that in both the cases, any tzad that we have, the Havamin of the Gemara by Tafsabi Arecha, and the Maskarna of the Gemara possibly, Benegea to at least up until it grits by Eichein Abadak, it's all revolving around this Nakuda. How much of a suffix do you need to be mafkia and say we'd rather say that it came from a place, even if it's not a vade tliya? Kokama, if there's a tzad, we'd rather say that it came from there than to say that it came from the makar and she made a mistake and she had argasha. But that's Rashi and the Udi'ime, Rashi and Tesis, they hold that there's no tzad that you made a mistake. Then, in a chanami, she's tiny that she had aragasha. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? L'chur, according to Rashi and Tesis, in a chanami, the shayla of the Gemara would be when you get to Tyrus. When you get to Tyrus, is it enough of a chshash to say that we could be mafkia? Is it enough of a chshash? Is she tamei avadai? because she tainas that she had argasha, or there's enough of chashash to say that no, you can't take a chance of bringing chula azara. You can't take a chance of sreifas taris. Rashi the tamei and achanami, they learned that the whole shaila gemara is taka only benegia to taris, benegia to carbon. But in achanami benegia to latami yisrael ba'ela, you'd have to have a vadai kokama that she says that she had hargasha. You'd have to have a vadai makom to be teiler, then to be able to be teiler. When does Rashi agree that you're allowed to be teiler? Rashi agrees in the case of enichasa tach zakar tach zakeses, and she finds a dam. There it's ogul. There you found dam which is ogul. So there it's kamalar echocha v'adoris that the dam came from here. In the case where you have a echocha that the dam didn't come from her, Koloshim Rashi, Rashi says, when you find ogul, the reason why it's tar is ein ze dam bediko. The derech kinuach liyos mashach. It's zichron not from the bediko. If you found ogul, then it's such a vise that it came from somewhere else. It's not a suffix anymore. It's a vada, it's a pasha that it came from there. And even if she says that she had argasha, we're going to be teilu l'kulo, because we know for sure that it didn't come from her. Had it come from her, zichra would be moshuch. The shayla is la halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yossi, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? The Gemara says we have machlekes between by bodka be'ish and a bodaklo. So the Gemara, we understand that the shayla is to be mafkia from the shayla of to be mafkia to say that she's you're able to be teile that the dam came from somewhere else and it didn't come from her and she didn't make a mistake. So then lechera the bedas the shari shenim, they understand that the shayla is even benegia latar ish labayla. When again to Rashi, we said the Shalva Gemara is benegia to Tyrus. That's the whole machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, benegia to Tyrus. The Shalva is what happens when you get to Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi b'Pashtus is the third shita. First, the Gemara has a machlokes by Eichin and Bodek between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe says your tummy needs a vadai, and Rebbe Chiya says that your tummy mishum safik. Then the Gemara brings down the exact same nidun, a different machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. Eichin and Bodek law, and you put it into a kufsa. Rebbe Lishitasai says that you're Tami Vadai. And Rebbe Yossi says that you're Torah and Gansen. Now, Torah and Gansen, Lachor is Mashma, Torah and Gansen. That in Echanami, it's not just that you don't bring a carbon, it's that she's Mamash Tahira. And not only that, the Gemara is Medamit to the case of Isha Shasat Tzorachel. And we say that the same way that Rebbe Yossi holds Torah here, he holds Torah over there. And the Pasha says that the Torah over there means Torah Labayla. She's Torah and Gansen. In Echanami, she's Tahira Lagamri. According to Rashi, what's the tzad to say, lachar in this case, a bodka be'ich ain't a bodka, what's the tzad to say that she's tahur in Gansen? We don't know for sure that she has a makom to be teiler. She's telling that she had her agasha. So very good, she was bodka be'ich ain't a bodka. What's the ain't a bodka, first of all? Let's just clarify. What is the ain't a bodka? Ain't a bodka, let's speak out to Rishenim. It does not mean that you took it out of the garbage can. Somebody just showed me about half an hour ago. He showed me a mezuzah that somebody wrote. And it's a kosher mezuzah, and it looks like it was tie-dyed. Somehow, the mezuzah ended up, must have slipped off his desk and ended in the garbage can. Totally covered. Red and green and purple, mamash, all over. Totally covered. I said, can I borrow from the chabur? I just want to show the ilum what an eichein abadik is. Eichein abadik of the, there's three ramot, there's three levels of eichein abadik. Eight. There's eight abadik, you took it out of the eidach raidin's package. There's eichein abadik lagami, means you took it out of the garbage can, it's full of red and green and blue and purple. And then you have the Eid Badik Ve'ein Badik. Say all the Rishonim that the Eid Shein Badik that we're talking about in Uzra Sugya is the middle level. It's not Badik Lagamri, it's not Ein Badik Lagamri, it's Badik Ve'ein Badik. What does that mean? It's Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi brings down the Shitas. Taisa says in the Chidal and Beis that Badik Ve'ein Badik means you checked it today, yesterday or 2 days ago possibly, and you put it B'mokim Mutzna. B'mokim Mutzna does not mean you put it into a vault. You put it into a place that you didn't take it outside and pass by a Shukshat HaBachim. You put it into a Mokum Mutzna. And then today you took it, that happened on Tuesday, it's now Thursday, she takes it out without looking, she doesn't believe them. So we're not talking that this is something that was hanging around in the garbage can. It's a Eishen Abadik, it's a possibility. Machirlis, for sure, I can understand that you should be able to be Taylor. And that's why everybody, La Lacha, maybe is Taylor Machirlis. However, when it comes to more than a Machirlis, what are we going to say? According to Rabbi Yossi, by Eichein Abadik, the Isha is signing, I had a Hargasha, according to Rashi. We're going to say, no, you didn't have a Hargasha, and this Eid is Ein Abadik, and a horse passed by and had a heart attack, and all the dam, where did this dam come from? By a machilis, I can understand. I'm Tigris, we always, machilis is everywhere. But the chero, what's the tzad over here to be terle in Gansen to say that the dam came from somewhere else? It's a HGN abadik, but it was in a makam mutzna. It wasn't like in the garbage can. Mechatesi to be terle lekula, it's a vadai that she's torn in Gansen. So, be'etem mehai taima gufo, the dimin of the Gemara is very shver. The Rilam asks this, what's the pashup shot in the dimin of the Gemara? The Gemara says, we have two machleksim, and they're exactly the same. We have Rebbe and Rebbe Yitzi ben Igeya to Eichein Abadiklo, and we have also a case of Hodor Meir Aglayan Lemakar, Vaitidam, two people, a woman that goes to the bathroom, and she finds them. Rebbe, that's Matame by Eichein Abadiklo, Mishum Vadai, he holds like Remeir, Hodor Meir Aglayan Lemakar, Vaitidam. And Rebbe Yitzi, that says that you're Tar, he goes to Shitasi, that says, Rebbe Yitzi says that you're Tar, in the case of Hodor Meir Aglayan Lemakar. And Lechera, they're Deme Kerofik Mizrach Mimarev. They're not Deme Bechlam. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Hodr Meir Aglayan Makar Vaisi Dam, because that doesn't happen. And if that doesn't happen, so then there's no Chshash. Memela, that's why he's Matar. When it comes to Eid Shein Abadikla, that means that he has to hold that by Eid Shein Abadikla, you're Tar and the Gamri. There's a big Makam to be Machalik between them. It's a much bigger Tzav to be Machmer in the case of there's a much bigger tzad to be machmer in the case of Eichein Abadik L'chora than to be machmer in the case of Hodor Meir Aglayan L'Makar V'Yisidam. And if Remeir is choshish for Hodor Meir Aglayan L'Makar V'Yisidam, then L'chora, he should, for sure Eichein Abadik L'Chora, he should be metame, but you could kind of, no, the fact that he's metame, in fact, but it doesn't help you when you get to Rebbe. Rebbe that's metame by Eichein Abadik means he's also going to hold of Remeir that he's metame by Hodor Meir Aglayan L'Makar, maybe he doesn't hold of Hodor Meir Aglayan L'Makar B'Chlam. How do you know that the Tehle Bechlal? The Tehle Zebenze Bechlal. So the emphasis is that it's not so much that the Tehle. If you look at the Rambam and the Ravid, and that's how the Mechaber Pasim is Halakha Lamaisen, and Kufzadi Kufzadi Aleph, he splits them up. And he says in the Chanami, they're not Tehle Zebenze Bechlal. And Halakha, when it comes to Isha, Sheshtina, Mayim, the case in Daphne Tesmer Beis, the Lashon of the Mechaber is vart for the Lashon of the Rambam in Kufzadi Aleph. And I hope that this person is not looking for a Shulchan Aruch. That the Lashon of Mechaber is that it's Pashit. The Lashon of Mechaber is that Vein Sheishdina V'yayimed, that's Vein Sheishdina V'yayishemes, then even Afili Hirgisha Gufa V'nizdazei Vorel, the Halacha is that she's to her in Gansen. Ha'isha sheshtina mayim v'yot adam in miragleh bein sheshtina v'yermedes bein sheshtina v'yershevet ha'reizu tahiru v'afir yagish agufin nesazeh inu chasheshes she'argoshes miragleim izu she'im miragleim enachedu v'adam zeh is damako. That means he paskins halacha l'maisa like Rabbi Yossi. That means l'chor when it comes to eight shein abadik lo that you also have to paskin that you're Torah l'gamri and you're allowed to be Torah even more than a gris l'chor. That's how you have to be Torah. But if you look at the Mechaber in Simukuf Tzadi, he doesn't paskin that way. He doesn't say that you're Tahir Lagamri by Eichein Abadikla. Vodka Atma by Eichein Abadikla. Afilu Nichasa Shama by Tevasa Matla Avdam Tmeya. Im Yesh Baki Gris Vaid. What do you mean Tmeya Im Yesh Baki Gris Vaid? According to Rabbi Yossi, everybody holds your Torah until Gris. Rabbi Yossi holds that you're Torah even more than a Gris. Rabbi Yossi says Shitasa. The Gemara is Madama the two. How could you split them up? The Gemara is Madama the case of Isha Shishtina Mayim, Matadam Reaglao, and the case of Vodka by Eichein Abadikla. And if you pass in the Kabbalah in one, you have to pass in the other one. Kinira that they're not daimon. The Shalai is Lamais the Gemara is Madamah. In fact, the Rashba on the Rivan and the Rashba on the Rambam, very good that you understand that they're not daimon. But Kimdumani, Reb Zera, and Ravashi were Madamah them. Ve'inu biki yosimi didan, says the Rashba, and they thought that it was similar. So Mamele like you're Mazakashar lebeitre. You're passing in one case like Kabbalah and pass in another case like Rami. The Chura, how could you do that? What does Kufa? Well, we're just bringing that as a heaven. It's a shayla that everybody dons with. All the Achrayim have to deal with this shayla. The question is, it just advises that L'chur is not Doime. How do we know B'chlal that Rabbi Yossi holds that in one case, just because he holds by Eichein Abadikla, that just because he holds by Hodor Meir Aglayan L'Makar V'Yisi Dam, that you're Torah and Gansen, that in Echanam he's going to hold the same way by Eichein Abadikla. L'chur by Eichein Abadikla, Befrat, if you hold like Rashi, Eichein Abadikla, she says she had a Hargasha, and just because it's Eichein Abadikla, you want to say she's Torah and Gansen? So the truth is that we saw the Rach. Tosfos and Yudalim and Reis brings down the Shittas HaRach, that the Rach learns B'das Rabbi Yosi, Sai over here, and Sai in the Gemara and Daf, Nun Tezum and Reis, that she's not Tahor in Gansin. When it says that she's Tahura, it means Tahura Mishum Nido, V'Tmei Mishum Kesem. And over there also she's Tahor Mishum Kesem. L'fi that, it's very Gishmak. First of all, the Gemara is very Gishmak. We don't have three-way Machlekes anymore. At the beginning we had a Machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Then, whether you're Tamei Vaday or Tamei Safik. Then we bring down another Machlekes. Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael, whether or not you're Tamei Vaday or your Mutter and Lagamri. So we have three people that are arguing over here. So why don't we just bring it down to Chathchila, Benegeter Machlekes. Mashmai says that there's only two people that are arguing here. And also, it doesn't make so much sense to say that there's such a radical Machlekes, drastic Machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael. Rebbe holds that you're Tamei Vaday, and Rebbe Yisrael holds that you're Torah and Gansin. It makes a lot more sense to say no, that even Rebbe Yosi holds like Rebbe Chiya, and everybody holds that you're Tomei Mishum Kesem, that it's a Tumas Safik. It's not a Vade that you're Tor. But Mele Rebbe holds that you're Tomei Vade, and Rebbe Chiya, and according to the Rach, Rebbe Yosi also holds that you're Tomei Mishum Safik. L'chur B'Gishmak to say that that's Pshat Rashi also. Rashi Takal is like the Rach. And Ramela, it's not so fair what we asked on Rashi, that how could it be that you're going to be Matarin Gansin, that in a case where it's an Echein of Badak law, L'chur she says she had Argosho. Very good that Echein of Badak law is not Badak and there's a Makom to be Tvele, but to be Mafkia, L'chashash Darais, that she says she had Argosho, to say that she's Tarin Gansin? Answer is in a Khanami. If he learns like the Rach, it's not going to
Rashi says that she's Tarin.
Oh, so over there, because it doesn't pass to say, so if you look at the Shach says that B'das Rashi, he says that Rashi also is Meduric like the Rach. Rashi is also Meduric like the Rach. Rashi says on Daf Nun Tes that the Shaila of Lechatchila is Benegeah to Tyrus. I would have thought in Rabbi Yosi when it says that your Tar means only Benegeah to B'dieved if you're an Asasik Ben Tyrus. But Benegeah to Lechatchila, if she comes to ask whether or not she should be Masasik Ben Tyrus, then we would tell her no. So Rashi seems to explain that Gemara Shaila is Benegeah to Tyrus. That old our friend Ramazbu is because you can't be Mazbu that when you get to Tashmish. What are you going to say? Klapi Bayerla. I would have thought Rabbi Yosi when he's Matar is only going to get to be the evidence if she was Mashamish. Then you're Matar going to get to what? Then she's not Tomei now. Going to get to what? It only passes the B'di Eved when you get to Tyrus. That's where Rashi was Mazbu when you get to Tyrus. But Zichr in a Hanami, Rashi holds also that Rashi holds the Maisa that the baila in a chanami like the rach that the baila is tamei and lechatchila in a chanami the chshash of each inabadikla is not going to be mafkia from the zerayin. The problem is that l'chor the pashas Rashi in the sugi is not that way. Rashi doesn't make a mention of that in our sugi. L'chor should have said that. Whoa, Rebbe Yosi says agav. Right? Even though the gemara is medamet to that case, someone be in nun tes and it seems that it's Torah and gansin and the pashas is. That there's machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya, and Rebbe Chiya holds that you're tamei mishum kesem, and Rebbe Yosi says you're tarin gansin. No, really, Rebbe Yosi just means the same thing as Rebbe Chiya. Rashi doesn't say anything. L'chora, it's mavur that the pashas of Rashi is that in a chanami according to Rebbe Yosi, you're tarin gansin. What's the pshat l'chora? What's the tzad to say that you're tarin gansin just because it's the chain of other klo? So the truth is that l'chora, if we understand the dimin of the Gemara that we asked before, and what's the dimin b'chlal? So then we can understand Pshat Rabbi Yosi also. The Sidri Tara asks, he asks more. He asks, Bechla, what's the Dimian like we asked beforehand? What's the Dimian just because you're Metahar in a case of Hodomer, Glan, Makar, Vaisi, Dam, because you're not Choshesh Bechla? So then that doesn't mean that when it comes to Echein Abadakla, you're going to be Metahar in Gansin. And just because Remeir, he says the other way around. He says, just because Remeir holds that Hodermer Glam Mekar Vatidam, that's because you have a Yechocha, because she was Mukmiya Nafshe, she was standing up to Shisha Seset. I mean, there's a reason to be Choshesh. Mashengi by Echein of Badaklo, Mechdeti that Rebbe is going to be Choshesh. Or he could say in Rebbe, forget, just because Rebbe is Machmer by Echein of Badaklo, doesn't mean he's going to hold Hodermer Glam Mekar Vatidam. And Refrat, some of the Ilamesis, you mentioned in the past also that Lechura, the Ran, for sure makes Lechura is Shver. The Ran says that the Machlaikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosi and Daphne Tess is the argument of Machlekes is Koleshas. Remeir is Choshesh Lemiyuto, and Biyosi is not Choshesh Lemiyuto. So Hodor Meraglam Makar is only a Miyut Mamish. She is Choshesh for the Miyut according to Remeir. But Biyosi wasn't Choshesh Lemiyuto, but merely Yut Metar. Now, if that's the case, then how could you say on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis that Rebbe holds that you're Tamei Vadai holds like Reb Meir that says that by Hodem Meir Galan Makar, your tummy. Reb Meir was only Choshish because L'miyuta. Chashinu L'miyuta doesn't make him to a Vaday. Chashinu L'miyuta, that means on a Daraita Dik 11, there's no Chashash Bechlal. He's a Rabbanon, we're Choshish for a mute. That's L'chur, it's a Chashash, it's not a Tum of Adois, L'chur. Even if on a Daraita Dik 11, we want to say, but it's only Chashinu L'miyuta, it's only a Chashash, it's not a, to say it's a Tum of Adois, which is the Lashon of Tumas Nida, is L'chur, is a Kesem, also, the Chiyah that says it's Tumas Kesem, it could be that it's Tumas HaKesem and it's a Tzavik D'Oraisa, which is not a Vada. Say it's a Vada, have you said it's a Vada? Mamela says in Sidra Tarba, I'll be Masber what the Dimit is between the two cases. The case of Hodor Meir Agan Makar Vaisi Dam is L'Chura, it's not Shkif to say that Bechal. Hodor Meir Agan Makar Vaisi Dam, Rabbi Yisi is Maskim L'Chura. Rabbi Yisi is masking that there is such a tzad to say Hodom Regalan Makar Vayisi Dam. Not only that, Tesis learns Batar Tzad Reyesa. He's masking that we do say Hodom Regalan Makar Vayisi Dam. It's just in a regular case, but not Chayshish. That means Rabbi Yisi is masking that there is such a possibility of Hodom Regalan Makar Vayisi Dam. Now, Lachur, even in the Rajba that says that Rabbi Yisi is never masking to Hodom Regalan Makar Vayisi Dam. He always holds your Torah, even by Tar Tzad Reyesa. He still holds that there's a possibility for Hodor Meir Glan Makar. I'll prove to you, because Gemara says, I would have a Havamina in Rabbi Yisi that he's only Matar Lechatchila, B'dieved, but not Lechatchila. If you hold that there's no possibility whatsoever, Hodor Meir Glan Makar, there's no walking to be Mechalev between Lechatchila and B'dieved. And even Rabbi Yisi is masking that there's such a possibility of Hodor Meir Glan Makar writing down. Just it's very Lechchiach. The only thing is that also it's Lechchiach to say that she has a Mako. It's also l'shchias to say that she has a mako. Mamela the machlekes is Remeir Tainas. Since both of them are l'shchias, it's more mistaver to say that since we know that the makar is a mokim for dam, it's more mistaver to say, well, it's the lesser of the two evils. It's not mistaver to say hodam regalam makar ve'isi dam, but it's also not mistaver to say that she has a mako b'chokhidus that she doesn't know about b'chol. Mamela, the lesser of the two evils is, says Remeir, to be tailor that the dam came from the makar and the dam taki didn't come from the mako. Because we know that the Makar is a welcome for them. What does Rabbi Yisi hold? They're both Loishkiach. She has a Cheskes Tara. We're Mukman La Cheskes Tara also. Since she has a Cheskes Tara, you're right that in a Hanami both of them are Loishkiach. I'd rather the less of the two evils is to say that her Chazaka didn't change. And she stays with her Cheskes Tara. And Taka, the Dam came from the Makkah, didn't come from Hadar Megal Makar. I said Dam. Memeila, Zokter, that's the same thing Lachura in the case of H.A.N. of Adakla. H.A.N. of Adakla, we also have two Tzadim. What could you say? Where did the dam come from? Either the dam came from her, or the dam came from somewhere. When it was Einabadik, the dam got on it. So let's go in the Shitas Rajba, and he's going in the Ran, and the Rajba that learned this way at the beginning, he's Mazbe like this. We'll sell it to Rashi in a minute, Be'ez Hashem. That, what's the tzad? Either the dam came from the Einabadik, it was Einabadik before, and the dam got on it. Or, no, dam came from her, and even though she says that she didn't have hargasha, she was tossed over hargasha, and really the dam, she did have hargasha, and the dam came from her. Zokter, both of them are loishchiach. This is loishchiach, and that's loishchiach. So what do we do? According to Remeir, or Rebbe, we say, since both of them are loishchiach, we know that the makar is a mokin for dam, we'd rather say that it came from the makar than to say that it came from the other place, if it came from the ancient Abali. Masha Einkein, according to Rabbi Yitzchak goes, no, we have the same Einishchiach connected to Einishchiach. And Mamela, in such a case, what do? We say, Mukmala Cheskes Tarasim, we say she's Tarin Gansim, they're both Einishchiach. So you're right that both of the cases, says the Sidra Tarah, what the Sidra Tarah did over here, it was Masber, that the cases are not Be'etzem Dimyon one to the next. There is no Dimyon. The Shaila is, in a case where you have a Loishchiach connected to Loishchiach, what do you do? Do we say that it's more Mistavar to say that the Dam came from the Makar? When each one is Loishchiach, it's more mistaken to say the dam came from the Makar because we know for sure that the Makar is the Mukma for the dam. Or do we say no? Once you have a Cheskes Tarah, we're Mukma the Isha on the Cheskes Tarah. Mamela, according to Rabbi Yisi, by H.A.N. of Adakla, the Cheskes Tarah is going to say that you're right that the H.A.N. of Adakla is not talking about that we took it out of the garbage can. But since it's mistaken to say that she's Tar, then we'd rather say that to be mafkia from her tyro, we'd rather say that it makes more sense to say that the dam came from a different place, from the mokum which was not balik, than to say that the dam came from the makar. So, and Rifat to say that she made a mistake. Memela, lachor, you have to say the same thing when you get to Rashi. Rashi also holds by Vodka Be'ichin and Badakla, we asked, wow. According to Rashi, according to Rabbeisi, if Rabbeisi learns, if Rashi learns, not like the Shach says with us Rashi, he doesn't learn like the Rach, that she's Takatami Shemido. We learn like the Pasha of the Gemara, she's Tarin Gansen. What does it mean she's Tarin Gansen according to Rabbeisi? Lachor, we don't know for sure that there was Dam on the 8th. She's telling that she had a Argosha. So, lachor, the Rikuda is, Kokama, that she has a Cheskas Taro. We'd rather say that there was dam that came on, that it was the Eichin Abadik. We'd rather say that the taka was no Badika here to be Moitir from her Chazaka. The Hainu, when the Eichin Abadik is much different, this will answer up our original question. This will finish. We ask, Lachura the Ritva asks, that there's a big difference between the Lachura, that the case of Tafsa Birecha is the exact flip opposite of the case of Badka Be'Eichin Abadik. One is, you took it from a place which was very clean, you did a Badika, and then you put it into a place which is not Badik. And one is the place that you took a place that's not baduk, dir bedika, and to put into a place that's clean, both the tufs birecha and the baduk beishan and baduk. Nevertheless, in the first case, everybody holds your tamei, and in the second case, everybody, there's a machlekes, and everybody holds at least you have up until the gris. What's going on over here? What's the difference between the two cases? L'chur, the difference is, do we know that she had a vade bedika? In the first case, there was a vade bedika that went on over here. We know for sure she took a bedika that was clean. It was a badka be'ed ha-badakla. So she zikr had a bedika. So we have something that's already a reyasa in her taro. We know for sure that she had a clean bedika. You want to say that maybe afterwards it's tough to be reicha, to be mafki, and say that the bedika is not a good bedika? Mecha teisi. Mashenkin, in the case of ancha in a badakla, there it's not so pasha that she had a bedika in the first place. When she took a aid that was not clean, we never know, she never had a beer. There was never a time that she had a beer. In the first case, she for sure had a beer at the time of Bedika. You want to be mafkia and say, no, maybe the aid Bedika is not a beer to her massive, because it could be that she was tough to beer afterwards. So, mehechatesi, to be mafkia from that. The Chazaka says that the Bedika was a good Bedika. You have to be mafkia from that. You need a raya bura. But when it's working with the other way around, you're taking your aid she ain't a badikla, and you're doing a bedika. In such a case, you never know that she had a beer in the first place. Her whole bedika was done with something which wasn't clean. You don't even know that there was anything to mafkir from a chazaka. You don't know that there's bakala a bedika over here. The Meila, Rashi holds, Bidas Rabbi Yasi, the Rabbi Yasi that says that your Torah legamri when you're bedik be'eche in a badikla, what's the reason why? Is because since she has a cheskas tara, like the Sidri's tara said, Meila, to be mafkir from that cheskas tara, then if we don't even know that she had a bedika over here, we're not going to be mafkir from the cheskas tara. We don't even know it's a beishan abadikla, so we don't even know that this is a bedika. There's nothing to be mafkir of her from the cheskas tara. So once we don't look at this as a bedika, we're in a chanam. We're going to say it's just like that she does a bedika and she puts it under a car and she finds that it's ogul. We say that even though she says she had her gasha, we're going to say she didn't have her gasha. Why? Because the dam we're going to say is not from her. Do we know for sure the dam is not from her? There's zari chacha. Yeah, but let's say it would be more than a grist and it would be round. Then she'd be telling me, it's round. Doesn't make a difference. Not a chacha gemurah. But we'd still rather say she has a cheskas taro and she made a mistake with the argasha. So too, benegeta eichin a badikla, since we don't even know that she had a bedika in the first place, there was never a time that this was really a bedika because it started off bad. Memela, the cheskas taro is going to be machriya and say that the bedika is not considered a bedika. She felt something, the argasha taka was not considered a argasha. Kumta is just to be Masakim, and I guess we're not going to go to Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We'll leave that, because I don't think everybody here got to it. But just to be Masakim, what we have. The Sherla of the Gemara, of Venechesh Dimod HaMacherles, we saw as Machlekes Rishenim, between the Rajba and Rashi. The Rajba learns the Sherla was even the Tar Ish Lebailo. Rashi learns the Sherla is only for Karban. We're Masber, Pita Prideya, Tamayo Azli. The Rajba says that the reason why a lady is tummy when she has a Bedika is because we say she had a hargasha, even though she said she didn't have a hargasha. Mela, if we have any tzad to be mekel and say that, no, she really didn't make a mistake, we'd rather say that than saying that she didn't make a mistake. Memelo, we would say that she, if there's a tzad to be tailor machilis, we'll be mataring gansen. Rashi learned not the way. Rashi says that she had a hargasha. The mele to be mafkiyah, to be matar the isha and gantan, so you didn't have hargasha. We need a real clear. To say that she took a clean bedika, did a bedika, she found out, we're going to say it was maybe machilis by some mokim, no tzad. The mele rashi means that the whole shell has been a gear too tired. The hemshech of the Gemara, we said, l'chur, that's the same yisoid of all the shalas of the Gemara of tli b'avadikos, and this is the really why it comes very negeh halacha l'maisa, is that when any time that a woman has a bedika and she goes to bedeket and you're able to be tayle. These cases, the case that I mentioned in some of the ilum of the person that came yom hashvi and it was already nighttime actually, not even couldn't even do another bedika, and he shows me a bedika cloth that is splattered with tiny little drops of dam. And I look at it and I say, I apologize, I don't know what to say, but it looks like it's definitely splattered with dum. And he says, my wife left it out on the dining room table, kitchen table for me, and I had a bloody nose. My nose was dripping down. Can I be telling that or not? Badka be'eda, badakla, v'nichasa be'goli. So is it tafsa b'yirecha, is it kufsa, somewhere in between, that's good for the shayla, the rachos, v'nichasa be'goli. Can you be telling or not? If you have a tzad, that is, do I know vada that it came from there? I don't know vada that it came from there. So, can you be telling these cases? These cases, that's the shayla. How much of a hechacha do you need the other way? Granted, they brought it to a certain rav, and the rav wanted to make something a raya. He had a way to be mechiyach, that the dam came afterwards, not beforehand. That's the her enough of a raya to be mechiyach, to be mafkiyach from the shayla of the raya. This is all the halacha l'maisa of being clear, toilam bedika. That's all the sugya. How much of a raya do you need to be mafkiyach from the chashash of the raya? L'alach l'maisi passed like the Rashba that we're choshes that the woman made a toys. We'd rather say that the woman didn't make a toys and say that it came from somewhere else. And mainly in these cases, that's the whole shakavataria by a chain of bodek law, and that's the shayla of binigiyat to taksmi recha. How much of a vise do we have? And that we're being mechalik by taksmi recha and a chain of bodek law. A chain of bodek law was never bedika, we never know that there was for sure beer in the first place. You took something dirty and you did it, or achshash dirty and you did a bedika. Who says there was ever a bedika? It would be mukmar, achaskas tarasa. Mabela, there's more tzad to be makel. Vashenke, my talks to be a recha. It was for sure a good bedika and a good beer at the beginning. To mafkia from that, that's not so fashion. Mabela, everybody holds. To me, mishum nina.
Would it be